8 Perak Bechoris, 9th Mishnah Bechol, Noitel Pishnaim Nichse Av, Ve'enu Noitel Pishnaim Nichse Haim. We're talking about the special rights of the firstborn male in respect to Yerusha. He gets two portions, but that's only of the properties and the estate of the father. But if the mother had her own money that she inherited for her father, there's no din of Bechoira on the children's inheritance of what belongs to the mother. Ve'enu Noitel Pishnaim Bishvach, Ve'loi Beroi, Kibbe Muchzak. The Pishnayim we define as the properties that, and the chosin that were there at the time of the death. But afterwards, the property went up in value, or the trees grew more, or whatever had happened. There's all different discussions exactly what this means in the Gemara, but the general idea is whatever it grew after the death of this Moirish, this father, does not go into the Bechayra. The Bechayra gets only two parts of as it was at the time of the death. And Roi B'muchzak means money that was not in the possession of the father. For example, if the father had another father, the father died before the grandfather. At the time of the death of the father, he had a certain amount of nechosim. Then after he died, his father died, and now the father, after his death, he's going to be Yoyrish, his father. Really, it won't go to the father. He's dead, it'll go to his children. So the children that are heading from the grandfather will not, there will no be no din of Bechayra, they all split it equally. When an Isha collects a Ksufa, also collects only from property that was in the hands of the husband at the time of his death, not the Shvach that happened afterwards or new properties that he received after his death. When the Tanai Ksufa is, the father says he's going to feed the bonus, the daughters, after he dies, and that also we take only from the property he had at the time of his death. A Yobin who's Miyabim also, where he's Miyabim his brother, he's also Yorish all the properties of his brother, but it's also the properties as were at the time of the death. All these above, we say they don't take the Shvach, let's say for food that grew after the death, and not from new properties, new items that are worth something that came into the possession of the deceased after he died.